This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. University of Oregon President Michael Schill is asking for input on a proposal to remove the names of two men with racist histories from campus buildings. A new report by three historians sheds more light on Matthew Deedy and Frederick Dunn. Deedy helped write the state's constitution. He advocated for the exclusion of free blacks from Oregon. He also wrote in favor of slavery. Deedy was a judge. He served on the University Board of Regents for 20 years. The U of O's first building is named for him. Frederick Dunn was a U of O classics professor at the turn of the 20th century. He also led the Ku Klux Klan chapter in Eugene in the 1920s. A student dorm on campus is named for Dunn. During the past school year, the U of O Black Student Task Force demanded the removal of these men's names from campus buildings. President Michael Schill commissioned the historical report as he considers a name change. I spoke with Lane County NAACP leader Eric Richardson for his take on Oregon's racist past.
This list of demands that the Black Student Task Force came up with was informed by a list of demands that had been in existence since the 60s. And so this issue of Deedy Hall and Dunn Hall have been brought up many times before. So many activists in the community have suggested this change be made.
Richardson says changing the building names on campus can be a way of moving forward. That doesn't mean forgetting the past.
I think that the university and higher education should get behind the idea of progress and diversity. I think they are. And so I think by recognizing these, the past, and both honoring the past and that the achievements that were made, but also looking at the mistakes and looking at how we can move forward in positive ways.
Richardson says the fact that Ku Klux Klan leader Frederick Dunn was teaching at the University of Oregon only about 100 years ago is something to be concerned about. In the report, historians found Matthew Deedy, despite his pro-slavery stance, later expressed support for emancipation. As a judge, he also supported Chinese immigrants.
The idea that black people are less than is something that in a percentage of Americans still exist. And therefore, by representation, others are less than to a lesser degree. And so the argument that we heard about, well, Deedy later in his judicial career made some decisions in favor of Chinese and Native Americans, does not release him from the fact that Native Americans and Chinese are not black people.
Richardson points out that the namesake of Lane County, Joseph Lane, was also pro-slavery. He says it's important to acknowledge the past. If the U of O building names are changed, there can still be information posted about Deedy and Dunn.
Who's going to be the leader to stand up and make these bold decisions? You know, I would be one to stand up and say, let's respect them. This is a decision that I'm sure weighs heavy on the president's Schill's mind. And I've spoken with him, and he's spent a lot of time this year dealing with this issue of race, as our nation has. And I think this is a time for leadership. I think that he can make some bold decisions here and at the same time move forward in a progressive way.
President Schill has asked the U of O campus community to share input on Deedy and Dunn Halls. He sent out an email this week requesting comment. If Schill decides in favor of a name change for one or both buildings, he'll have to bring that proposal to the U of O Board of Trustees. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.